This is a CBC podcast. Money. It shapes our world and motivates our actions. Greenback or Loonie, the Current's new season-long series, Project Money, follows the cash and explores what the mighty buck means to all of us. Go to cbc.ca/thecurrent for more.
From the Roxy Theatre in Edmonton, a city that has entered a golden age thanks to our new mayor, boy genius Don Iveson. Standing 9 feet tall with flaxen locks, towering over the booming skyline, shooting laser beams from his eyes, annexing everything and everyone that crosses his path, filling every pothole with his magic shovel, and banishing Edmonton's inferiority complex to the wasteland south of Leduc. It's the Irrelevant Show!
Hello, I'm Don Iveson, the mayor of Edmonton, and I approved a slightly earlier draft of that message.
I can't believe you don't like it.
I'm sorry, James. I just don't think this game of yours will be popular.
Are you kidding me? Players attacking each other with swords as they battle for the ball? How could that not be popular?
I guess it depends on what you think is fun.
Oh, you want to talk fun? The wing forwards wear rocket packs, and they have to fly around the court twice before they can score a goal.
We want kids to be able to play this.
Kids will love it. Heck, they'll be part of the action. That's why they have torches. The spectators reach up from the stands and try to set the players on fire.
Well, look, I can see you're passionate about this, James, but I don't like it.
There's a shark tank in the middle. The players hurl the sharks at each other with giant catapults. The ball is covered in chum. How can you possibly not like any of that?
Well, I do like the part where the players shoot the ball into the hoop.
Oh, fine. Whatever. I'm not married to the rest of it.
And so Canadian James Naismith invented the game of basketball in 1892. This has been a Canadian compromise moment.
Welcome back to the 2014 Incompetence Awards. Coming to you from the Petrovsky Pavilion in Burlington, I'm Jerry Panisse.
And I'm Marty Sandwich. Tonight, we celebrate the best of the worst. We pay homage to whatever part of the crop is left over once the cream is taken out.
And let's get right to the awards. The first Incompetence Award of the night.
We've reached the end of this evening's Incompetence Awards. Congratulations to all our winners and nominees.
Not yet. You jumped the gun there. Please, everyone, sit back down. Obviously, the sound guy played the end of the show announcement by accident. Please just take your seats. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, the first category for this evening is Best Preemptively Played Exit Announcement at the Beginning of an Award Show. And the winner is...
And the envelope is empty. So, should
We've
I...
We've reached the end of this evening's Incompetence Award. Congratulations to all our winners and nominees.
We'll be right back with more awards. Please remain in your seats, please. Please remain in your seats.
Thank you, and we'll see you next year.
What is your problem, man?
What?
Well, my cousin said he emailed you and you completely ignored him.
Your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin. He's trying to get his money out of his country, Chris. He was looking for a trustworthy person, so I gave him your email. He needed your help, and he was going to hook you up with something sweet on the back end. I vouched for you, man!
Yeah, I saw that email, but it looked like a scam for sure.
A scam? A scam? Oh, you would think that. You know, you could be really cynical sometimes. What does this world look like through those garbage-tinted glasses? My cousin isn't going to scam anyone. He's a prince. Take off your tinfoil hat, Chris.
He's a prince?
Yeah, from Nigeria. He's a Nigerian prince. And you're about the only person in the world who would be skeptical of a prince. He's royalty.
Why don't you help your own cousin out?
Oh, because everyone knows I can't be trusted with money. I bought a Bowflex.
The email totally looked like spam. It was written in Comic Sans.
Oh, I'm sorry my cousin didn't pick the right font for you. Comic Sans happens to be a very regal font in Nigeria. Look, I'm sorry. We can find someone else to help. I just get emotional when all this Nigerian royalty stuff gets stirred up. How'd it go last night with my sister?
What?
Yeah, my sister. Did you go party with her? You didn't go party with her? I told her to message you. I told her to be straightforward because you would respond well to that. You didn't get a message from my sister that said, I'm sexy single, wanna party?
Oh, come on. That was a spam from an escort service.
What? Did you just call my family? Oh, I'm sorry. My sister is confident. That's what my family's like, Chris. We're sexy, confident people. And we want a party. My parents are sexy, me, my sister. We're all sexy people.
Oh, it's probably a scam. Oh, it's probably an escort service.
Well, what are you scared of, huh? Need I remind you, we only live once. YOLO, Chris. So you remember that the next time you open an email from someone who's just reaching out to you, okay? Hey, where are you going?
Oh, I've heard enough. I'm late for my flu shot.
But you're getting a vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, don't you know that vaccines are a total scam?
Welcome back to the 2014 Incompetence Awards.
Next up, the Incompetence Award for Best Incompetence in Finding the Stage. And the winner is...
Jennifer Thorne! Jennifer Thorne, please make your way to the stage to accept your award.
And there she is at... Jennifer, it's this way. It's over...
Can somebody please turn her around and give her a shove in the direction of the podium? Thank you.
Again, please, because she seems to be almost magnetically pushed away from where she's supposed to go. No, Jennifer, wrong way. No, don't climb those. No.
Could somebody please pull Jennifer down off the curtains before she climbs too high? Too late? Okay, well, maybe just sort of bat her off the curtains with a broom or something. Do it gently. We don't want her to get hurt.
Oh, she's gotten into the ventilation system and... We've lost her.
We're going to take another quick break. More awards when we get back. Hi, I'm Renee Radke. I own and operate The Grass and Fern, a vegan, locally grown, totally organic restaurant in the heart of the suburbs. We sell only the healthiest fruits and vegetables. Nothing processed, just real, natural food. So, as you might imagine, the restaurant has been a total failure. The place is empty. We hired a focus group to help us figure out what we were doing wrong. You want to know what the focus group told us? What people really want? Gravy. Gravy. That's what they suggested. Freaking gravy. So, out of curiosity, we stuck it on the menu for a couple of days. Guess what? People started coming into the restaurant. For the first time in my stupid career, I'm actually making money. So you know what? I'm tired of going broke because I'm trying to do the right thing. You want gravy? Oh, I'll give you gravy. I'm gonna make the whole damn restaurant gravy. The gravy will flow. Starting Monday, our menu is gonna change. We've got our quinoa salad and gravy, Kale and cabbage with gravy. Chickpea soup and gravy. Gravy in a cup. Gravy on a plate. Gravy margaritas. Gravy cake. And for the kids, gravy ice cream. We'll write your bill with a pen filled with gravy. We'll freeze gravy, hire a sculptor, and make a gravy ice statue for you. And our special will be gravy gravy. Yeah, that's right. Gravy made out of gravy that you pour on top of your gravy. And for just a little bit extra, we'll hook you up to an IV filled with gravy. We will pump you full of gravy. There. There's your gravy. Is that what you want? All the gravy? Gravy!
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Roxy Theater in Edmonton.
We're coming to Toronto next week. We're recording an evening of all-new comedy, Wednesday, March the 12th, at the Randolph Theater as part of the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival. For ticket information, go to torontosketchfest.com.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
And if you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by a new sponsor.
Escape to a realm of imagination. A world of magic. What's that? Oh, it's an owl. I wonder if it's bringing a message from Harry or Hermione, inviting you to a magical adventure. Look around you. Everywhere you turn, there are owls and trolls and giants. And over there, is that Hagrid? Lose yourself in the mystery. Find yourself in the magic of Hooters. Hooters Family Restaurant. Lots of owls. And boobs.
Hooters, proud sponsor of today's episode of The Irrelevant Show.
And now, please welcome this week's musical guests, Farron Timoteo and Jan Chips Randall.
This time I'm gonna get it right. Pretty girl, hi, you'll be mine tonight. She says hi, I nod but I don't say a thing. I hold back, and now she's on the string. Start to dance, but I keep it really small. It looks like I don't move at all. Lift my feet a couple inches off the ground. Never smile, I yawn and look around. Keep cool, you've gotta hold back. You wait and then you attack. Don't be a fool, don't crack. Hey, wait a minute, where you going, baby? No, hey, please come back.
That didn't work. It's time to flail and kick and wail and beg. Wave my arms and hump her leg. Talk too loud and try too hard. Slobber like a Saint Bernard. Yell and cry and shout and sweat. Say some things that I'll regret. Ask to walk her to her car. She tells me that I've gone too far. She cannot wait to get away. Agrees to lunch on Saturday. Woo woo! On Saturday. What what? On Saturday. I'm gonna rock that lunch on
Saturday. At my favorite restaurant. Get there late. I know what women want. She asks me, how you doing? I say fine. Check my texts, soon she will be mine. I play her just like I am playing chess. All I say is sure and I guess. I won't talk about my family or my work. She's turned on, 'cause I'm a total jerk. Keep cool, you've gotta hold back. You wait and then you attack. Don't be a fool, don't crack. Hey, wait a minute, where are you going, baby?
please come back. That didn't work. It's time to whine and yell and plead and moan and say that I don't want to die alone. Then talk about my fear of abandonment and how I struggle with commitment. Sob and sigh so she can see how my ex-wife damaged me. Tell her that I love her so much I'm scared she'd heal my heart. And if she just cares, then crush her with my emotional weight till she agrees to a second date. Yeah, yeah, a second date, blam, blam. A second date, what, what? I'm totally in. That's what I said, I'm totally in the church. That's right, it is our wedding day at the altar. Now I make my play. Do you take this woman for your wedded wife? This is it. I've waited all my life. I look at her. I take a breath and here we go. I take her hand, then I say, I don't know. Keep cool, you gotta hold back. You wait and then you attack. Don't be a fool, don't crack. Hey, wait a minute, where are you going, baby? No, hey, please come back. That didn't work. It's time to try to get things back on track and fake a minor heart attack. Foam at the mouth and start to shake, then punch the priest and cut the cake, then run and disappear from sight, drink too much and start a fight, hide at home, burst into tears, shave my head like Britney Spears, run stark naked down the street, curse at everyone I meet, get arrested, see a shrink, learn how to love and how to think, remember there are fish in the sea, change my name and identity, close my eyes and count to 10, get on the horse and ride again, yeah, yeah, I'll ride again, I'll ride again, what, what? I'll ride again, right, right, I'm in the club, tonight I'm gonna get it right.
Our next incompy goes to best incompetence in the field of understanding. You've won an award. And the winner is...
Marty Sandwich! All right, Marty!
All right, way to go! Get on up here, Marty!
It's Marty Sandwich!
Come on, Marty, where are you, buddy?
Marty, here's your award.
What's this?
Your award?
My what now?
Look, you don't have to show off. You've won the award. Just take it and let's get on with the show. Take the award.
Won't the person who won it be mad?
What do you think is happening right now?
Well, we're doing the... Oh, right. Right. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you get it. Here you go.
Oh, what's this?
What part don't you understand?
Just, like, what's going on right now?
What do you mean?
Oh, oh, wait. Right. Oh, got it.
Great.
What's this for?
We'll be back with more Incompetence Awards!
Burn the witch! 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 Burn the witch!
Hold on! Hold on! Wait! Wait! Stop! 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 Wait a minute! Wait! Who's clapping?
It's Ulrich!
What's wrong with clapping?
Well, it improves the rhythm, right? A mob is not supposed to have good rhythm. It's supposed to sound disorganized. What are you, an idiot?
I was just trying to make tonight's burning special.
Oh, Bryce, you've hurt Ulrich's feelings.
You're being mean.
Yeah, he is.
Now, Bryce, we have talked about this.
Ryan, I'm sorry, but listen, nobody stuck up for me last week when Walter burned my face with his torch.
Well, it was an accident. I said I was sorry.
Well, yeah, you said I'm sorry if I hurt you, but that was burning tar and it stuck to me and now I've got a big hole in my cheek and no one ever asked me how I was doing.
All right, look, there's obviously a lot of hurt feelings in this mob tonight and we need to address that.
I agree. It's not very fun burning a witch if some members of the mob are feeling excluded.
Look, I'm genuinely sorry, okay? I would just like to say I am proud to be a part of this mob with you.
I'm sorry too. I want everyone to have a nice witch burning.
Aye. How about a mob hug?
Oh, mob hug! Get in here! Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. Yeah, now does everyone feel better?
Yes.
We're good friends.
Yeah. All right, then. Now, who's up for a little burning?
Yeah.
Burn the witch!
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 Burn
the witch! Ulrich!
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for, the prestigious final award for best incompetence in making an acceptance speech. And the winner is... Christina Winkler!
Christina, please come up and accept your award.
And of course I do. Why can't we, if that's what we want? I mean, there's no way he's not falling. We all saw it. And if I were her, I'd be like, okay, how's that for a mealtime dinner? If I'm up here and it's real, I say, go for it. And then I do a little of this and a little of that. And then what do you get? Teamwork. And don't let it die. And that's why I'm really here. And that's what I'm really here to do and say. This is a symbol, and I think I'm good for it. Thank you.
And that
Welcome
concludes
the
2014
Incompetence
Awards.
We'll
see you all next year. Good night, everyone.
In Burlington. I'm Jerry Panisse.
But from now on, I am your mama, your papa, your sister, and your little baby brother. You will not eat, sleep, talk, or think without my say-so. Another thing about me, I am a huge music fan. I like pop, R&B, hip-hop, indie, soft rock, basically anything with a nice melody and a good beat. Do I make myself clear?
Sir, yes, sir!
My tastes are eclectic, but there's just so much going on these days, it is hard to keep up. So I'm asking you pathetic worms to help turn me on to some new cool sounds. You, with the glasses!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let us get one thing straight. I do not like you. Your face makes me want to puke. That being said, can you recommend any cool music I should be listening to?
Well, sir, I have been listening mostly to classic rock lately, sir.
Speak up, soldier. What bands are we talking about here?
Led Zeppelin, sir. Supertramp, sir. David Bowie, sir. Especially his Ziggy Stardust period.
Cool. I regard that as the high water mark of Bowie's career. You, cockroach.
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you looking at me?
Sir, no, sir.
Damn right you are not. Now, what's got you excited these days, musically speaking?
I like the band Vampire Weekend, sir. In my opinion, their newest record is their best effort yet. It stays true to their early sound while still exploring new sonic frontiers.
You think it's better than their debut?
Sir, yes, sir.
Wrong! Now drop and give me 50.
Oh, sir, yes, sir.
Let that be a lesson to you all. Vampire Weekend have never bested their debut release. Understood?
Sir, yes, sir.
That's right. You, Missy.
Sir, yes, sir.
Just because you're a lady doesn't mean I'm going to treat you any different from the rest of these maggots. What is on your iPod right now?
I like the Flaming Lips, sir.
You know what? They are a band I have always known about, but have never really gotten into.
Sir, they have many psychedelic pop gems just waiting to be discovered by a discerning listener such as yourself.
Now you hold your horses there, soldier. They have so many albums that I would not know where to begin.
I recommend their 1999 critically acclaimed release, The Soft Bulletin. And after that, you'll definitely want to pick up Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robot, sir.
Thanks for the tip, soldier. I will be buying them tonight, unless you've got a problem with that.
Sir, no, sir.
All right. I want all of you to take a good look at my face, because from now on, it's the face you're going to be seeing in your nightmares. Also, thank you for your music tips. Now, let's head over to the mess for some karaoke. David
Bowie.
David
Bowie.
David Bowie. Ziggy.
Stardust.
Wait, 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 wait. Who clapped?
It was... Yeah, it was Private Ulrich, sir.
Listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring Leona Browson,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Special guest appearance by the Mayor of Edmonton, Don Iveson. Live music by Farron Timoteo and our music composer, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Special thanks to Eric Wagers. Sketches were written by Michael Belazzo, Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Aaron Eves, James Hartnett, Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Roxy Theater in Edmonton!
You know your city's in good hands when the mayor wears skinny jeans.
Actually, you can't tell, but Rob Ford also wears skinny jeans.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.